Okay, today is Daf Lamed Ches. We are on Daf Lamed Ches with the Mishnah on the top. So the Mishnah is dealing with a case where it's called Yontif HaSamach HaShabbos, meaning it's either Yontif is Friday or Yontif is Sunday, straddling a Shabbos, and a person wants to go to the Tchum, go outside of the Tchum on either day, Yontif or Shabbos, but each day he wants to go to a different side. On Friday, Yontif, he wants to go to the west, and on Shabbos, he wants to go to the east. So he has to make an Eir Tchumim. It's a bikone ashvisa for each day in a different spot. Or maybe the other possibility is that he wants to bikone, remember, when you kone tchumim on one side, you lose out that amount on the other side. So on Friday, Erev Yontif, he wants to make an Erev tchumim so he can go 4,000 miles to the west. Then on Shabbos the next day, he doesn't want to have an Erev tchumim, he wants to make the rest of the city so he can go 2,000 in all directions. Okay, so the question over here basically is whether Shabbos Yontif is considered, Lagabe Erev Kateris is considered one Kedusha or two Kedushas. If it's one Kedusha, then the air that you make on the first day satisfies the second day. If it's two Kedushas, then you can have a problem of making two separate Eruvim. So Rabbi Lezer says, Yom Tov HaSamach LeShabbos, Yom Tov that is next to Shabbos, Bein Milfanea, Bein Lacharea, whether Yom Tov falls out on Thursday or Yom Tov falls out on Sunday, Me'arev Adam Shnei Eruvim, somebody who wants to go out of the Tchum on, let's say, on the first day to the east and the second day to the west, he has to make two Eruvim, by putting, you know, pas before ben hashmashos on yom rishon in two places, right? The omer, and he says as follows, okay, eruve the eruv that I make in the east, that's per rishon the mizrach, that's going to be according to me a shvisa, so I can go extra 2,000 amos on the east side, rubasheni, and the eruv that I'm making right now, that's going to be according to me a shvisa on ben hashmashos eruv shabbos, that's going to be according to me on Friday, you know, ben hashmashos on Friday. That's Lamarav. Or he says Barishon Lamarav Basheni Lamizrach. You know, the other way around. Rishon Lamarav Basheni Lamizrach. Now, if Eruvi Barishon Ubasheni Kivnei Ivi, or I can say as follows: I want to make an Eruv for the first day, so let me go 4,000 extra 2,000 amos one way on the first day. Ubasheni the second day, I don't want to have it. But that could be like a regular Bnei Ir, so I can have 2,000 any place from the city. Or he says Eruvi Basheni Ubarishon Kivnei Iri, and he says, or he says the other way around. On the first day I'm not going to have any Eruv. On the second day I'm going to have my Eruv. Yes. Rashi explains, right? So Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Eruvim. If I tzarich Yom Rishon Leilach Kan, Yom Sheni Leilach Kan, he had to go to different places on different days. Yochel Ariv LeMizrach LeMa'ariv Erev Yom Rishon. He's making the Eruv on the first day, Erev Yom Rishon. On Thursday night he's putting down both. But Omer, and he says, "Eruvi shel Mizrach, the Eruv that's on the east, Yikneli Hayom Utzorich Machar. That's Mikonim Yeshvisi today for tomorrow. That means Thursday night for Friday. Eruvi shel Marav, Yikneli Ben Hashmashos Lamach Utzorich Hamshen. That's Mikonim for me, Ben Hashmashos tomorrow, Friday evening for Shabbos. Why? The Kasava Rabbi Lezer holds Shabbos V'Yomtiv Laki Chayom Arichan in Noel Shnei Kedushos. They're two separate Kedushos. So there's two separate Halos. You can't have one Eruv last the entire time." Each day has its own individual shvisa. And each day you can be called a new makom shvisa. And the ben hashmashos on Thursday is calling it for Friday. It's not calling it for yom beis. Now, if he says eruve berishon b'sheni kinei iri komer. He only wanted to go out, you know, extra distance on the first day. Ubasheni ain't sarach lizuz mitchumo. Lo kamol. He doesn't have to go anything extra. He just needs his regular tchum, like everybody else in the city. They ain't a rotz lahavsi lo apayim shal tchumo mikamol apayim shal tchumo mikan. Doesn't want to lose out, but he would lose out on the other side. Ya'ariv eruv echad letzad shu rotzel leilech bo b'yom rishon. Make one eruv for the first day. V'yomer and say eruv izay yikneli letzarach machar. That this eruv is going to work for tomorrow. Ubasheni and on the second day harayni kivnei iri. Right, Shalom Irvu. I don't understand though. If he says the whole thing is two Kedushos, why does he have to say anything for the second day? The first Eruv doesn't work for the second day. Okay. Oh, Imai Yetzarech Leilech Mashani Velo Barishon, Yomer Eruv Zay Yikneli Benesh Mashah Shalomach, or Rishon Eruv Kinevni Iri. That I understand. If he doesn't, if he wants to go out on the second day, so he just says, I want to be like a regular citizen the first day, and the second day the Eruv is going to be calling it. Fine. The Chachamim Omrim, back in the mission, the Chachamim say, no. O ma'arav l'ruch achas, either he makes one Erev from one direction, or in ma'arav kol ikar, or he doesn't make an Erev at all. O ma'arav l'shnei yomim, either he makes an Erev that works for both days, or in ma'arav kol ikar, he doesn't make an Erev at all. Because he has to, he has to, you can't, I guess you can't make one Eruv for the next day. You can't separate. It's an either or proposition, looking like they're holding like, that it's one Kedusha. Fine. So Ketzed Yaseh. Now the Chum said, now going to explain how you make an Eruv on Yontov that falls down Erev Shabbos, and this we've seen before. So Ketzed Yaseh. Molicho Barisho. Okay, talking about, obviously, you're talking about now making a Shliach to go there, because otherwise, and because he says that you can leave a bread. If you go by yourself, you can make your Eruv Tchumim with your own Halicha. But Ketzed Yaseh. Molicho Barisho. You send your Shliach, let's say, go west. You send him to go to the west side of the Tchum, right? So he goes on Erev Yontif on Thursday, right? Which is Erev Yontif before Shabbos. He goes with the Eruv to the Makom where he wants to be Kona Shvis on the first day. Umachshich Alav. And then he waits there, right? He waits there until it gets dark and the day becomes holy. Vinotlo. Then he picks up. The problem is you want to make sure that your Eruv is safe. So he picks it up. Vinotlo. It takes the Eruv. Doesn't want to leave it there so it doesn't get taken away. Uvalo. And he comes back. Ubasheni machshech alav, and then he goes again with the eruv to the makom shvisa, even if it's the same place. He goes again with the makom shvisa to the different place, or the other side, for the where he wants to go for benish mashos for the next day. But and he sits there till it gets dark, and there the ochlo, and there he has to eat it because he can't carry it back because there's no eruv. The difference between is you have to even carry, and on Shabbos you may not. Ubalo, and he comes back to the house. V'nimsam mishtaker b'halichaso u'mishtaker b'eruvo. Seems that when he gets over here, he gets benefit in that he now has an Eruv on the other side. U'mistaker be'eruvo, and he also can he ate the Eruv and he didn't get it, he didn't lose it, right? It's Rashi. He says, Molicho shliach barishon erev yontel lefnei ha-shabbos, u'machshech alav ha-shegiyah k'nei ha-eruv, v'not lo u'balo shem yaved. And what happens, why did he have to bring it back? Because maybe he'll get lost. V'shuv ein loyo eruv b'sheni. Then he won't have the Eruv around for the second day. Because the Ketani Nefel Eruv HaGrishon, you can't carry if it's taken away in the first day. So his Mistakir B'Halicha, so he benefited. Klomer Kanalo Halicha Yom Achar, he gets his Makom Halicha tomorrow. Or Mistakir B'Eruvo She'ochlo, right? Ubi Yontif Achar Shavuos, and on Yontif is the other way around. Yontif falls out after Shavuos. So he can't really do this because he can't leave the first day with the Eruv to put the Makom Shvisa because then he's carrying it. Right, v'yontav achas Shabbos lo efser rachi molicho barishon v'chozer v'holach sham v'sheni liros imkayim. What he has to do is he has to go out, you know, the first day, leave it there. You have to go leave it there, I guess, right, and then go back the next day to see if it's still there, and then he has to decide if he eats. I guess he has to put it out of Erev, put it out of Erev the first day, and then go the second day and check on it to see if it's there. Right, and the Mishnah gives another din. Necha barishon, chachamim say. Let's say the Eruv was eaten up on the first day after it was placed down, after dark. So then Eruvo l'rishon, the ain't Eruvo l'sheni. But then he had a valid Eruv for the first day, but doesn't have an Eruv for the second day. Which now presents a problem for the Chachamim. Because the Chachamim say that if the Chachamim are saying that it's Chai Kedusha, or Lez is going to point out, then what's the problem? You put your Eruv down, and it should work for the entire Kedusha, the 2 days of Yontif. Who cares that was eaten in between? That's exactly what he says. So Amar Lemar Lezer, Modim Temlishin, Shtei Kedushos. But the fact that you're admitting that if the Eruv gets eaten up after dark on the first day, that it's invalid for the second day, well, that shows that it's two separate Kedushas. Otherwise, it would be valid. Modem Atenlishim based Kedushas. Rashi says, the Kamrinon in Eruv Lusheni. The E Kedusha Achas, Havelik Echad Yom Aricha. If it was Kedusha Achas, it would be one long day. The Yikne Benesh Mashos Arishon Lishneim. So on Benesh Mashos on Thursday night into Friday, it will be Kona Shvisa for Friday and Shabbos. The cave on the steak kedushas hain yochal arev namely beis rucho. So since you admit that steak kedushas, admit to me also I can set two separate eruvim, one in either direction. Okay. Rashi and Dibur Maskal note will mention that he's putting down the eruv in a place that it's not mishtamer, it could get lost. Question arises, what happens if you place it down you put the Eruv down in a place where you know it's not going to get taken away. You put it in a very safe area. So you have to go and do this whole rigmarole. You have to continue to assume that it's checked. So it's a machlokas we're showing here between Rashi and the Rashba. Rashi says dafka if it's a makom she'en mishtamer. The Rashba says even if it's a makom mishtamer, you have to go do this whole thing to figure out what the machlokas is. I think the machlokas is whether or not you have to have an Eruv or you have to place an Eruv. You have to place an Eruv, and it doesn't matter whether it's Makom Mishdamer or not. If you just said having an Eruv, then it's a Makom Mishdamer, you don't have to worry about it. Okay. Back to the Mishnah. Back to the Gemara. The Mishnah had mentioned that the Chumim said that either you're Ma'ariv L'Ruach Achas or Ein Ma'ariv Kol Ikar, or you're Ma'ariv Shnei Yomer or Ein Ma'ariv Kol Ikar, which is basically the same halacha. They're basically telling us in two ways that it's one Kedusha. So L'Ruach Achas Ma'i Ninhu. What does it mean L'Ruach Achas? They said that you have to make the Eruv for one way, right? Omar L'Ruach Achas Ma'i Ninhu. What's the Kavana? And then Shnei Yomim, meaning you have to do, what it means is you have to have one Eruv for both days in one spot. So then what does it say the Shnei Yomim, I knew? What does the Shnei Yomim add? That's L'Ruach Achas. I mean, it has to be for both days in one area. Henu Kamaisa, what's that? You're repeating yourself. There's a redundancy in what the Chachamim said in the Mishnah. So Hakik Amalei Rabbanan Rabbi Lezer. This is what Rabbanan said to Rabbi Lezer. Iyatamode, do you not agree? She'ein ma'arvin l'yom efad, chetzil etzafam l'chetzil adarum. Let's say it's a regular Shabbos or a regular Yom Tov, it's one day. You agree that I can't make an Eruv for a partial day. And say, until 2 o'clock, I can use the Eruv and go to the east. And after 2 o'clock, for the rest of the day, I can make an Eruv and go to the west. That doesn't work. Right? Iyatamode, she'ema arvim liyom echad, chetzil etzafam l'chetzil adarum. So Amar Lehen, so Rabbi Lezer responded, Aval, yeah, okay, that's true. Right, Aval means true. I agree. Rashi says, Aval, he says, emes, kamo aval sara, right, umetargim kushta. The targum of that pasuk says kushta, which means truth. He goes, yeah, I agree, that's the truth. So they said back to him, well, just like you can't split one day, kishem she'im ma'arvin l'yom echad, chetz l'dar v'chetz l'tzachon, kach e'im ma'arvin l'shnei yomim, yom echad l'mizrach v'yom echad l'marav. So too, you cannot split up 2 days, one day to the east, one day to the west, because they're choshesh that maybe these days are considered one kedusha. And this is what they said, o ma'arv l'ruach achas, meaning one day, and they wanted to say to him, just like during one day you can't split it up, so too in 2 days you can't split it up, because 2 days is like one day, because it's one kedusha. So Rabbi Lezer says, wait, no, there's a big difference. Rabbi Lezer says, Hasam, if you're doing it one day, trying to split up one day in two, that's because kedusha achas. One day is clearly one full kedusha. You can't separate. There's no difference between up to 2 o'clock before to when we finish davening and after davening. It's the same. It's the same kedusha, right? But Hakka, in the case of Shabbos and Yontif that are connected to each other, shnei kedushos. They're two separate kedushos. So don't can't be giving me a proof from splitting up a day to 2 days. 2 days are totally different because they're two separate kedushos.
You
don't even
need
right, that's an Eruv Chatzeros. You don't need an Eruv Chatzeros in Yom Tov. An Eruv Chumim, if you want to go outside the 2,000 Amos, then you do.
Yeah.
Okay, so now Rabbi Lezer is going to try to prove his Shita. Rabbi Lezer is going to try to prove his Shita that there are two separate Kedushas. Amar Lehen Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says to the Chachamim, Iyatem Modim, She'im Erev Biragla B'yom Rishon. Right? Ma'arev Biragla B'yom Sheni. Do you not agree to me? Let's say you're not using the Eruv Tchumim with the bread. You do using Eruv Tchumim because you're going to walk out to the area and be Kona Shvisa. Except at the beginning of the parak, that's another way of making Eruv Tchumim. You could just walk out there. You walk there and you stake a claim. I hereby declare this area to be my Makom Shvisa. Right? Iyatem Modim, She'im Eruv Biragla B'yom Rishon. Right? He went without a pass. He went by himself 2,000 miles out from the city and he stayed there and he was Kona Shvisa. Then Ma'arev Biragla B'yom Sheni. He has to go out again. He has to go again the next night to do it again. And do you agree to me also? Let's say he was ma'ariv with bread. V'nechal eruvo b'yom rishon. That his bread was eaten on the first day. Ein yotze alav b'yom sheni. Now he can't go chutz l'tchum on the second day. He finds out that the bread was eaten somehow. He can't use it. It doesn't work for the second day. So therefore, you see, it's two separate kedushos. Otherwise, why would I have to go out a second time? And why would I not be able to eat the second? Go out the second day if my bread was eaten. Who cares? It was there banish mushrooms on the first day. Don't you agree to that? So he goes, Aval, yes. He goes, they admit to it. So he says, Halai, Shnei Kedushas Hain. So he says, do you two also hold Shnei Kedushas? If you're holding Shnei Kedushas here, that Lechumra, you have to go out, then hold Shnei Kedushas, that I can make two different Eruvim for two different sides on the two different days. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbana agree. Ain't it an ami? Svukei Misafki Lahu. They make out of a suffix. They have Mesupak if the both days, the Shabbos Yom Tov, is considered Kedusha Achas or is considered Shtei Kedushos. Therefore, they're going to be knowing the Chumra both ways. So on one side, they're going to be Machmir that the Erev on the first day is not going to be Kona Shvisa for the second day because maybe they're two Kedushos. On the other side, they're going to be Machmir and say that the Erev has to be around for 2 days, because maybe it's one Kedusha, and if it disappears the first day, it doesn't work for the second day. Right, Rashi says, on the bottom, for Banim Safkel, who Bashavs Yantav, Kedusha Achas, Ninhu Ishte Kedushos, for Avle Hachel Chumro, the Ein Yachel Aragos Ne Ruchos, Duma Chad Kedusha Hi, for Hachel Chumro, the Nechel Barishon, the Ein Yerul Sheni, Duma Beit Kedusha Sein. They straddle the fence on both sides. So the question they ask, Rikivi Eir asks, wait a second, okay, what Eir Tchumim, according to Moshe, that's where you paskin, is a Dirabanan. Who's the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan have a suffix. Why is he suffix to run the Kula? Why is he going to Chumro on both sides? So, Rabbi Kiva Eger answers, he says, when do we say Safed Rabbanan Lekula? It means where we know the din. We know what the halacha is. We're just unsure whether we accomplished the din. I know that I'm supposed to daven. Did I daven? Did I not? But here the difference is not that I know. The Safed is, what is the din? Then you don't say Safed Rabbanan Lekula. Then you have to go on both sides. What's the din? Is the halacha to 1 day or is the halacha 2 days? That doesn't qualify for Safed Rabbanan Lekula. Pretty much. Also, the answer again is that you say Safed Rabbanan Lekula if it's clear what one way is a kula. But here it's not necessarily that it's a pure kula. Because if I say, oh, it keeps for 2 days, it's in this spot, well, maybe tomorrow he wants to go the other way, and it's a chumra for him. It's not necessarily a kula all around. It's just keeping the din one way doesn't turn into a kula for the individual. Okay. So Amrullah, now the Chacham proved to Rabbi Lezer that you should be choshesh that the 2 days are considered one kedusha. Amrullah, the Chacham said to Rabbi Lezer, Iyatamodeh, do you not agree to us she'ein ma'arvin betchila miyantav l'shabbos? Right? Do you not agree that if Yontav falls out on Friday, right? Yontav falls out on Friday, and you didn't make an Eruv on Thursday, I guess, and you can't make the Eruv on Shabbos on Yom Tov itself. On Friday itself, you can't make the Eruv for Shabbos. Do you not agree to us with that? So Amar Lehen Aval. So he says, yeah, that's true. So the Gemara says, Hai like Dusha Achasi. It must be because you're Choshesh, because if you say that you can't make an Eruv on Yom Tov for Shabbos, it must be because you're Choshesh that they're Kedushas Achas. Because just like you can't make an Eruv on Yom Tov to Shabbos, you can't make an Erev on Yontif or Shabbos for itself. So too, you can't make an Erev on Yontif for Shabbos. Because Yechoshish, that they're all considered one Kedusha, and you can't separate between them. If it's one Kedusha, it's like splitting a day in two. Just like I can't make an Erev in the morning for the afternoon, and I can't split my Erev on one day, I won't be able to make an Erev on one day for the next day, because it's all considered one day. So Rabbi says, no, that's not the reason why I can't make an Erev on Yontif for Shabbos. On the day itself. That's because that's a hachana issue. Rav Lezer answers, Hasa Mishim Hachana. That's because it's preparation. Rashi says on the bottom, Mishim Hachana, Shemechim Yontav L'Shabbos. Below Mishim Taim Adachad Yomahu. I'm not choshesh at all, that's the same day. I have a hachana issue. You're not allowed to prepare on Yontav for Shabbos. Period. You're not allowed to prepare on Yontav for Yontav. You're not allowed to do anything on Shabbos. But on Yontav, you can't prepare for Shabbos. That's the reason why I can't make an Erev on Friday Yontav for Shabbos. Okay. Now the Bryce is going to bring more Tanoim who are going to adjudicate the halacha of Erev Tchumim, whether if you're making Erev Tchumim for 2 days on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Tanoim Rabbanan, Erev Viraglov, the guy makes an Erev Tchumim with his feet, meaning he walked out on Thursday night, right? Friday's Yom Tov, in our case, Friday's Yom Tov, Shabbos and Shabbos. So Thursday evening, he walks out, Viraglov, and he stays there until it becomes Yom Tov. So Erev Viraglov V'yom Rishon. Okay, and now the first day passes, and he wants on the second day again to go out of the Tchum. Ma'arev biragla b'yom sheni. So he has to do again and do the other Erev with his feet again. So somewhere else. The next day. Now, if he does it with a bread, right? And let's say nechal eruvo b'yom rishon. He puts the bread out Thursday night. Okay? So now he has an Erev Tchumim for Friday Yontif. And then, before it turns into Shabbos, the Erev is eaten. Ein yotze la b'yom sheni. He can't be so mechana for the second day to go out because the Erev was not around. Right? Because it's definitely two Kedushos. Right? Definitely Kedushos. Divrei Rabbi. That's what Rabbi says. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Hareze Chamar Gamal. He's like the donkey and the camel, which we saw before, which means he's kind of stuck. We're choshesh. Maybe he's the chamar the gamal, meaning the donkey's ahead of him, the camel's ahead of him, the donkey's behind him. He's being pulled in both directions, which means as follows. Rashi says, you have to be choshesh Dilma chada kedusha hi, maybe it's one kedusha, and therefore the kona eir lishne yamim, and therefore the eir that he put out 2,000 amos to the west was kona shvisa for him for 2 days, and therefore the hipsid alpayim shekinegay ruvo, he can't go to anything at all to the east. But the kan lo kona klum el alpayim shilo below eiruv, okay. The dilma beis kedusha hein, and maybe it's two kedushos. The lo kona eiruvo el yom echad, and maybe the eir only works for 1 day. And therefore, on the second day, he can't go more than 2,000 amos to the west. So basically, he's stuck only going 2,000 amos to the west. The Erev doesn't work for him. The Erev doesn't work for him to allow him to go beyond 2,000 amos to the west. And the Erev does work for him to forbid him from going anywhere to the east. He's stuck. He's a Chamar Gamal. He's pulled in both directions. Therefore, you see Yechoshesh, because it'll be Yechoshesh, and it's two Kedushas. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel. V'Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka Omrim. Erev Biragla Barishon. If he made an Erev with his legs on the first day, he does not have to make another Erev again. Nechal Erev will be Yom Rishon. If his Erev was eaten up on the first day, Yotzla B'Sheni, it still counts for the second day, because it's one Kedusha. Once it's Chal on Thursday into Yontif, Thursday night into Friday Yontif, it's Chal all the way through Shabbos, because Yontif and Shabbos are stay Kedushas. Okay, so Amar Rav, Rav Arba Zakenim Halalu, the halacha is like the following four elders, Valiba the Rebbe Yezer, and they all hold like Rebbe Yezer, which is Rebbe Yezer who says the Amar Shtei Kedushas Hein, that Shabbos and Tiyantif, and Yantif and Shabbos is two separate, discrete, Kedushos. The Elohim Arba Zakenim, and these are the four Zakenim: Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda Sis Mitta'a. The Igad Amri, and then say Chai Minai Rabbi Lazar. Some say one of the four is Rabbi Lazar. Umapik Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda sits mitah. They take out Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. So you have these four. So right, we have a pressure. We just said that two of the four, right? The Gemara says Vahar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yochum and Baroka. They're holding like Rabbi Lazar, who says it's Shtei Kedushas, right? Ipchos Shemino Lehu. We just quoted them above. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi Bar Yochum and Baroka say that if you make an Erev on the first day, it works for the second day, which means they hold it's one Kedusha. So how are they holding here, like Rabbi Eliezer, that it's two Kedushas? Those are mutually exclusive opinions. Gemara says, Epoch. Now we got to flip them around. In the Brisa that we quoted above, say that Rabbi Shmuel ben Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel ben Baroka Omrim, that Rabbi Yom Rishon has to make another Erev on the second day. And if it was eaten, then you're not Yotzei Lafashani. Just change their opinion in the Brisa we quoted above. So Gemara says, well, if they change their opinion in the Brisa they quoted above, well, then that's the same opinion as Rebbe. Rebbe said in the beginning of the Brisa, made an Erev Barak of Yom Rishon, you have to make another Erev Yom Sheni. And then they're saying the exact same thing at the end of the Brisa. So what's the difference? Ihachi Haini Rebbe. The Gemara says, Ema, no, you're right, in the Tanami. It just says, V'chein Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Gamliel. Don't say that that's what they say. And the word V'chein, we agree to Rebbe. Just like we agree to Rebbe that if you make the Erev on the first day, you have to make an Erev again on the second day. If your Erev was eaten up on the first day, you may not use it and be so much off on the second day, because we hold it is Shtei Kedushas. So Gemara says, wait a second. We just listed four Tanayim who hold like Rebbe Eliezer that it's Shtei Kedushas. I know there's a fifth one. That fifth one is Rebbe, the Brisa above. Rebbe says the same thing, it's Shtei Kedushas. The lecture of Nami Rebbe. So Gemara says, no, Rebbe Tani Lavalo Savala. Rebbe doesn't hold it Shtei Kedushas. He's just quoting the Brisa. He's quoting the Brisa. Divrei Rabbi is quoting the Brisa, but doesn't hold like it. So he's not included in our list of people who hold like Rebbe Eliezer. So Gemara says, wait a second. Rebbe Nami Tani Lavalo Savala. Maybe the Rabbanan also, these four who you've listened, or at least Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, maybe they also are like Rabbi. They don't hold like it. They're just stating the opinion, but they don't hold like that. But you say for sure that they definitely hold like Rabbi Lazar. Why is it different? Why can you say that Rabbi is just stating the opinion doesn't hold like it, but the other time now you're stating the opinion and do hold like it? How do you know differently? The Gemara says, I have a case that's going to show that Rabbi definitely... Well, let's see. The Gemara is going to bring a case now that Rav, right? Rav held like Rabbi Lezer. That's two Kedushas. But I skipped a line. Wait a second. He says Rav Gemara Gemirle. Rav had a Mesora from his Rabbanim that Rebbe does not hold like Rabbi Lezer. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel did hold like Rabbi Lezer. That's why he didn't count it. He had a Mesora. That's how he had it. Okay. Hinoch Nashi Rahuna. After Rav Huna died, so now his Baal Palukta, Rav Chizda, can now ask Kashas. As long as Rav Huna was alive, Rav Chizda wouldn't pester anybody. But now that he passed away, he's going to go after his Talmidim. So, Kinoch Nasi Rav Huna, I Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda walks into the base measures, Lameimra the Rav, to ask a Kasha. the stira between the words of Rav. It says as follows. Mi amar Rav. Did Rav really say, right, Rav said over here, that halach ka'ar zakein if I leave the Rabbi Lezer, amar shtei kedushos hein? Does Rav really hold that it's shtei kedushos? That Yontif and Shabbos together are shtei kedushos? Va'itmar, but don't we have a brisa that says Shabbos v'yontif? Right, we have Shabbos and Yontif. We have Yontif that falls out on Friday, Shabbos on Shabbos. Rav amar, nol de bezeh, asurim bezeh. If an egg is born on day one, you may not have it on day two. Happening now is because they're shtei kedushos, right? They're two kedushos. Let me say again. Rav amar nol de bezeh kedusha. If it's born today, well then it's muksa. It's muksa today. It's muksa tomorrow because we have only one kedusha. So how is he passing like Rabbi Lezer that it's two kedushos? When in this mission that Bryce says, he's explaining the mission in Beitza that it's one kedusha. So amar Rav says no. There's a difference over there. The reason Rav, he says, always holds that the both Shtei Yomim are two different Kedushos, like he said, the left of Rabbi Lezer. Aye, so why, if the egg is born on one day, may you not use it on the second day? Because Hassam, Misham Hachana. There's a Hachana issue over there. Because you're being made from Yom Tov to Shabbos. The sign, you have a Brisa that says, something got the Brisa. Because on Friday, they prepared. And we learn out there, Chol Meichel Shabbos, a weekday can prepare for Shabbos, the Chol Meichel Yom Tov, and a weekday can prepare for Yom Tov. But the ain yontov mechil Shabbos, the ain Shabbos mechil yontov. You may not prepare on yontov for Shabbos, and you may not prepare on Shabbos for yontov. So what? That's why it would be usher on the first day, because it's muksa. But then why, if it's a separate day, let's say you keep the mistake kedushos, right? Let's say, but if you kept it as two kedushos, then there's only muksa on the day it was born, it was laid. But the next day it's not muksa. It's not lola anymore. It's in existence. The only reason why.
The reason is because we hold that it was born
in
the first place. If it was not given in the first
place, you can't bring it into the second place. That's our answer, because it's Hachana. If you take out Hachana from the equation, and you hold Shtei Kedushos, then what happened on the first day, it's Mux on the first day, because it wasn't in existence. But the next night, a Benish Mashos is right there. It's not Mux anymore. So if you hold Shtei Kedushos, you should be able to use it on the second day. You're right. If I hold Shtei Kedushos, I should be able to use it on the second day. Except, there's a Hachana issue. It's not because of Mux, it's because now you're preparing. If I have it,
I don't consider that fair. You didn't do anything. It's how it come into being. No lot is a real issue. That's no lot.
That's what I was thinking.
That's all bad. That's not funny.
She's saying it's not a chana because it's mimela.
No, but you're right. Once it's done out of the first just basically, mill is over.
You see, maybe it looks
now
like
the second day.
It wasn't there.
But it's, they're considering that to be hachana. It's a gemara. It's the gemara in the first half in Beitza it talks about.
We'll get there.
Okay, it's a chana issue. So Amalei Abaye. So Abaye says to Rava now. Okay, he's going to ask. Rava just made this chiddush that you have a problem of hachana. So Abaye is going to ask on him. So Amalei Abaye Elahad Tnan. We have a Mishnah, right? Mishnah's in our Sefer of Ayin Hey. So we have a Mishnah. Ketzad hu oseh. So what do you do if you want to be ma'ari for 2 days on Yontif and Shabbos? What do you do? Molicho berishon, right? You take the bread on the first day to the place where he wants to be Konesh Visa. Umachshif alav. No, it's an Amud Aleph, not Ayin Aleph. It's an Amud Aleph that we just said it. So what do you do? Molicho berishon. Umachshik v'alav, and what the day become dark. V'notlo, u'balo, and you take it back and you bring it home, right? And then b'sheni, you take it out again. Umachshik v'alav, and you wait till it gets dark there. V'ochlo, and you eat it. U'balo, and then come back. So Gemara says, wait a second. According to you, they now be mechin from Yontif to Shabbos. So how can mechin from Yontif to Shabbos? By going out the second day, right? Mishnah says, go out the second day and prepare the Erev there. So if you're going out the second day preparing the Erev there, so when are you going out? You're going out on Friday afternoon, which is Yontif. So you're being making from Yontif to Shabbos. Hachana. You're preparing. Yontif has been preparing for Shabbos. So why is that mutter? So Amalei, so because you're putting the Erev down. The Erev is Kone on Yontif for Shabbos. So Amalei Rava, we saw this the other day, Mi Savrat Sop Hayom Kone Erev. Who says the end of day one is what's Kone the Erev? It's Chilas Hayom Kone Erev. It's the beginning of Shabbos when the Erev is Koneh. The Shabbos Mechim La'atzmo. And on Shabbos, you can prepare for itself. Of course, you're going to ask those that, well, you had a walk there. We'll get to that also. That walk, Here, they're only worried about actually placing the Eruv being Kone, the Makom Shvisa. But you still had to get there. Isn't that Hakana also? Okay. So now the Gemara is going to ask similar. We saw the other day, we were talking about the case of where a person has a barrel filled with wine that he took, and it was Mafrish, the Meiser Rishon, right? That the barrel filled a Meiser Rishon wine. So this is Meiser Rishon wine, but the Meiser Rishon was not further Meisered to take off the Chumas Meiser to give to the Kohen. It's all Meiser Rishon. All right? And he takes from this Chavis a Kli called a Lugin, which is bigger than a Kos, but smaller than a Chavis. But the problem is this Kli is a Tful Yom. The Kli is a Tful Yom. Now, meaning tonight it's going to be completely Tahar, but today it's a Tful Yom. So if I separate Truma today, if the Truma becomes Tame, because a Truma can be Mekabel Tuma from a Tful Yom. Meiser Levi cannot, but a Truma can. So it's Tame. He was told in the Mikvah, but it still hasn't, sun hasn't set. So it's going to be Metame Truma and Trumas Meiser. It's not Truma Meiser Rishon. Now, let's say he wants to be Mafrish, the wine in here, for Trumas Meiser on the wine that's in the barrel. Okay, so I have the wine that's in this flask. I want to make this, Levi wants to make this for Trumas Meiser for the rest of his Meiser in the barrel. But he wants to do it in a way that it doesn't become Tame, right? So what does he say? He says that the wine that's in this flask becomes Trumas Meiser after dark. After dark, the flask is going to be taller because after the sun sets. So this way, he can be the yayin in the flask becomes Trumas Meiser when it becomes taher, and that's it. Now let's say it's Erev Shabbos and he wants to use this wine in the flask for Eir Tchumim. He can't do it. Why? Because before the Erev takes the Rakam Shvisa before the nightfall, and before nightfall it becomes tame. Before nightfall, it's not separated, and it's this thing is not roi d'shtia. You can't drink this thing right now because you haven't separated the truma out of it, so you can't use it. So the Gemara is now asking Rabba, who says just now, Rabba says that tchilas hayom is kone. So then why can't I use this flask to make the eir tchumim? Elamayata ya'arvu b'lagin. I can make the eir with the lagin. Why? Rashi says. Lagin tvul yom, ditzan el pirkin shemilu min achavis shel tevel, right? It's filled with tevel. Va'amar harezet chumas meiser lifishet techshach, becomes chumas meiser at dark. Devar kayamim ve'im amro eruvo li ba lo amar klum, alma sof hayom kone eruv v'kani tevelu. Because if sof hayom is if tchilas of the next day is the time period you have to look at, well, the tchil of the next day, this thing is tougher, and you can make it's roi lachila for the kohen. So why can't you make it? It must be Tchilas Hayom Kones. And Gemara says, no, Einachanami, that it is Sof Hayom. Sorry, Einachanami, that Tchilas Hayom is Kone. Right? If Tchilas Hayom is Kone, you could use it. So you ain't proven from there that Sof Hayom. He says, no, Tchilas Hayom is Kone. Why can't you use this flask over there? Ba'inan Su'udah Haru'uyim Yiv'od Yom V'lecha. Because in order for the Eir Tchumim to work, is another rule that the Shvisa is nikne with the beginning on the onset of Shabbos. But nevertheless, what is being koned, the meal has to be a meal that was roi to be in beforehand. If it's not roi to be in beforehand, you can't. And this wine is not roi to be in beforehand because it hasn't been tithed yet, hasn't been separated with the Shubas Meiser. So now, again, Now we just said that you need a suda that's roi b'bo yom. So I'm going to ask on that. Ella, if that's the case, that you need to have ma'ariv with a suda that's roi ru'uya to be in b'bo yom, haditnan, we have in our Mishnah that said, Rabbi Lezer Omer, yom tov hasamach l'shabbos, beimil fanea, beimil achareya, me'ariv adam shnei eruvim. You can make two eruvim, one on one side, one on the other side. Right? Haba'in on suda haru'uy b'bo yom v'leka. Well, wait a second. I need to have a suda amoeba ojo. So what happens? I'm standing over here. I make one Erev Tchumim 2,000 amos this way. Another Erev Tchumim 2,000 amos this way. Right? So what happens? The moment before this Erev Tchumim takes chal, right? I can't get there. Why? Because I don't have that area to go to. Because I can only go this way. So it's not roi lachila. I can't eat it. Gemara answers, Mi savar the manach leba sofa payim amalekan sofa payim amalekan. No, who says he put it at all the way the extent over there, right? 2,000 amos to the one side. Maybe only put it 1,000 amos to that side. So all he did was lose 1,000 amos to the other side, and that's where he placed his eruv for the second day. He can get there because by placing 1,000 amos to the west, That means he can now travel 3,000 amos west, but he can still travel 1,000 amos east. And he puts the Eir Tchumim for the next day 1,000 amos east, where he can get to it. Right? Misa var te manach lei besof alpayim amal lekan, besof alpayim amal lekan. Lo, the manach lei besof elef amal lekan, besof elef amal lekan. Therefore, he can't get to it. Okay. Tosos asks, Vim tomar, v'hai ru'ui hi lo'osun shebetchumo. Who cares? Why did he give this answer? Just say, whoever's in that tchum of that, whoever's in the tchum where that Erev is, they can eat it. And just like I can make an Erev with Truma, because the Kohen can eat it, as long as it's somebody else can get to it, it should be fine. So Gemara says, no, there's a big difference, Tosos answers. V'yish lomar, the kamosh of Sardach b'layla, the hainu shas kinis the Erev, shihihu be'eru b'tochat chum. We had a case before also where you put your Erev one place and it rolls outside. You can't get to it because we made a distinction between something that's suitable to be eaten and something that's accessible to be eaten. As long as it's suitable for anybody, then the Erev is good. So Kohen, Truma, it's suitable. But it has to be accessible to you. We made that distinction in the beginning of the parak. There's a difference between suitability and accessibility. It doesn't have to be suitable for you, as long as it's suitable for somebody else, but it still has to be accessible for you. So if it's outside of 2,000 amos, it's not even accessible to you. I don't care if somebody else can eat it, it's not accessible to you. I care if it's accessible to you and you can't eat it, that's still fine. But if it's not accessible to you at all, then that doesn't work. Okay. So now, going back to the question. So Ella, if Rav, you hold that the reason why a Beitza that's born on one day is usher on the next day is because of Hachana, because you make him from Yontif Shabbos, so Had Amar Rav, which came back to the question we mentioned before, Had Amar Rav Yehuda, that what happens? Shabbos and Yontif come out next to each other. The Erev Biraglov Yom Rishon, Ma'arev Biraglov Yom Sheni, Erev Pasvi Yom Rishon, Ma'arev Pasvi Yom Sheni, V'chamechem Yontif Shabbos. By walking out on Friday afternoon to go to the other side to make the Erev, you're preparing. Because the walking itself is preparation. That's Hachana. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Le, Mi Savart V'Azov Amar Midi. The Azul Vishasik Yasif. Who says that we're talking with a guy, he's going out to Yontif and he says anything? Right? He doesn't, when he gets there, he doesn't say, I shvisi b'makomi. Doesn't do that. He would have to say that in advance. He doesn't say anything when he gets there. He just says it quietly. He does nothing. He says nothing. So there's no hachana with his nibur. There's no hachana over there. So, kimman. So who does Rabba hold? Right? Rabba just says over here that someone who's ma'arev biragla b'shtika, it works. So it says, so with the pass, I understand you don't have to say anything. Just put down the pass. But if you working out, you would think that you have to say something. Says you don't have to say something. So come on, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Amar Chetzi Hefker Kol and Shvisa. He holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who says that Hefker Kol and Shvisa. What does that mean? It's a Gemara on Daf Mem Hei that talks about a person who's sleeping on the road in Erev Shabbos and it becomes dark. All right. So is he Kol and Shvisa where he's sleeping? Right, he's sleeping Friday night into Shabbos. Is he kone makom shvisa just by being there? Kone makom shvisa b'mkomo, even though he didn't say anything. So he says, yeah, according to one madamer, you can. So the one says, no, if you tame a rabbanon, you can hold like rabbanon say that that's not the case. Because adkan lo pligi rabbanon leid rabbi yochanan benuri el b'yoshin delo matzi omer. The only time they say that you're not kone shvisa if you don't say anything is when you're sleeping. Because when you're sleeping, you can't say anything. But aval b'neyor, if the guy's awake, lemeimar. The e boy the maimer amar he could that kolor the bila ain bila makavas the same idea, as long as you had the possibility, the potential to say it, that's good enough. He's sleeping, he didn't have the potential to say it, so that's not good, right? Aval b'nei or the e boy the maimer matzi amar afagat lo amar command the amar dami. It's just as good, it's fine. So amli rabba bar chanin la abaye, rabba bar chanin says to abaye, e havish shamilei lamar hadasanya had mar the following brisa. Right, lo yahal, he would have changed his mind. The Brisa says, lo yahalech adam l'sof sadeyu le'demahi tzricha. Person can't go out to the end of the field. Now we come to say that even the walking is hakana from this Brisa. We saw this Brisa a couple weeks ago. A person should not go out on Shabbos to the end of the field to see what he needs after Shabbos. Right, kayotzebo, and similarly, lo yatayel adam. Right, a person should not take a trip outside El Pesach Medina. So he's ready to go into the bathhouse right after Shabbos. You know, so he says, he would have retracted. Rabbi would have retracted because you see from here that the halicha itself is a problem. We talked about saying something is a problem. The walking itself would be a problem according to this brisa. So Gemara says, no, Abai knocks it down. He says, well, that's not the case. Shmilei, he did know this brisa, but lo hadavei, he still did not retract. Why? Because hasam muchamilsa, hacha lo muchamilsa. There, it's clear as day as to why he's walking there. He's walking to the edge of the city, waiting by the merchats. I know for a fact, everyone can tell, that the reason why he's there is because he's preparing. But hacha lo muchamilsa, why? Di'itz over mir bar havi amina shemaitim eshkachtei. Guy's just stopped taking a stroll on Friday afternoon into Shabbos. So if he's a tamachacha, I mean, he's engrossed in his learning, and he started walking. You have to be careful. If you're so engrossed in learning, you're walking all over the place, you've got to make sure that you don't go pay on the truck. Okay. The Amar Aretzu, and if he's an Amar Aretz, Armin Chamari Irkaslei. But maybe his donkey got lost, and he's going to look for it. The Lachas, he can look for it on Yantif. So it's not Mucha Milsa that he's going out to prepare for the next day. Is that really so? Let's say it is Mucha Milsa. He's carrying a boat. He's carrying a bag that says, Eruv Tchumim Yom. He's walking out there. Would that be Mucha Milsa that he can't do it? I don't know. Okay.
What's the difference in Mucha Milsa? Inherently, this is what
I'm
doing. It's sort of like
the point being is that Hachana is only Usher if it's clear that what you're doing is for the next day. You have the same thing also in Shabbos where you say, oh, you put in more things, maybe guests will come. Because it's not clear necessarily that you're doing it for the next day. It could be that you're doing it for today. So if it's not Mucha Milsa, then it's not considered a chana. Okay? We'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.